Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit CANeighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello. Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit CANeighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.
Hey, listeners, once a year, I like to give a little preview on the main feed of the special bonus content we create for our musical theater podcast Patreon account called, in the great tradition of musical titles with exclamation points, Patreon exclamation point. Subscribing only costs $1 a month. It's $12 a year. It's insane. For that $1, you get a bonus episode, plus a little essay that I write for every new episode of a musical theater podcast, plus opportunities to vote for content and continue discourse, and also just ensure that we keep this thing going. Well, I know it's only April, but this episode that we just created was too good not to share. Ila Mel, who was the guest for our Mystery of Edwin Drood episode on a musical theater podcast last year, was hand-chosen by the American Theater Wing to create a book celebrating one of my favorite subjects, the Tony Awards. I've been waiting so patiently for this book, and finally, it's here. Ila joined me recently to talk about the book, but she didn't come alone. She brought along an incredible guest, the CEO of the American Theater Wing, Heather Hitchens. Now, what you're about to hear is a small snippet of our 40-minute conversation that includes so much more, like how the Theater Wing can help you with education, how many people vote for the Tony Awards, all the Broadway legends that Ila interviewed for the book, our favorite Tony memories, and hands down the two most mentioned moments in Tony Awards history. If you want to listen to the whole thing right now, go to patreon.com/amusicalpodcast. It's there waiting. If you're on your way to work or you're at the gym, keep listening, and I'll chat with you afterwards. Enjoy.
P-A-T-R-E-O-N. Patreon! Yo!
Hey, Patreon fam, and welcome to a special episode celebrating the history of the Tony Awards, aka my favorite night of the year next to Christmas Eve. We are in unprecedented times for the premier award show in musical theater with something like, is it 17 or 18 new musicals, something like that, opening on Broadway this season, the most in the history of the Tony Awards. And all of them will be vying for the big wins that will, of course, happen in June. In the meantime, a new book celebrating the history of the Tony Awards is about to be released. It's a beautiful 350-page book with amazing photos and interviews from some of Broadway's greatest. I was gifted it by my sister-in-law last Christmas. I opened up my present. She had printed out the pre-order from Amazon, so I'm looking forward to finally receiving it very, very soon. The book, which was authorized by, you know, it's like an official authorization by the American Theater Wing, the presenter of the Tony Awards was authored by one, Ila Mel, a friend of a musical theater podcast. You might remember her from our Mystery of Edwin Drood episode last year. She's a notable author and podcaster, and she joins me today along with the CEO of the American Theater Wing, Heather Hitchens. What a thrill. Everyone, please welcome Ila and Heather. Yay!
Jeffrey?
So great to be here.
So grateful you're both here, ladies, on Patreon exclamation point, because when talking about the history of the Tony Awards, and then, of course, naturally, the American Theater Wing, we have to recognize that this is women's history. And I think a lot of people don't realize this. The Tony Awards is a story of women. So, Heather, I'd love to begin with you. Can you help us understand the beginnings of the American Theater Wing, how it all went down?
Yes, we were founded in 1917 as a war relief effort, and we were, our name at that time was the Stage Women's War Relief.
Wow.
And we were the precursor to the USO because we founded the stage door canteens all over the country and in New York.
That's crazy because we always think of stage door canteen as being strictly USO, but it's like based in theater.
It's based in theater, and the stage door canteens were founded by the American Theater Wing. And then, you know, the American Theater Wing started a school. So some very famous people went to that school, including, you know, Tony Bennett. And that's when he came back from the service, wow. Got some theater training, turned out pretty well.
Yeah,
Angela Angela Lansbury, as a refugee, you know, studied at the American Theater Wing School. And that began really our foray into education. But it was in 1947 when Antoinette Perry, Tony is a woman, who was an actress, director, producer, and dynamic sort of wartime leader of the American Theater Wing, she passed away, and the board of the wing was looking away for a way to honor her. So they founded the Tony Awards, and then that began the history of the Tony Awards that are about excellence in theater and Broadway theater. The first Tony Awards, Easter Sunday, April 6, 1947, and at the Waldorf Astoria Grand Ballroom.
We were just talking about it this year because we covered Finian's Rainbow, and of course, that was one of the shows honored at that very first Tony Awards. It was a little different back then. The nominees weren't announced, per se. It was just kind of an honor to win. It wasn't an honor to be nominated.
Correct, and it's evolved as things do over time, as the statuette has evolved, because the first Tonys were a compact for the women and a money clip for the men.
Amazing.
We have pictures of those in the book.
Okay, so then Isla, that's exactly what I was going to ask. How did then this book come about, and how much of it is, in terms of figuring out the structure, how much is celebration, how much is history? What kind of was the process to figure all those percentages out?
Well, I mean, the book came about because of Heather and Emilio Sosa, who is the chair of the wing. They wanted to find a way to celebrate 75 years of Tony winners.
My gosh.
And yeah, so all of the book is history because it's everyone's story. I interviewed over 140 Tony winners. Hal Linden is one of them, and he actually went to the school that Heather was talking about.
Wow. Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Yeah, and he talks about that in the book. He was there with Robert Morse, and it's just amazing history. The stories are so fascinating, and everybody has something different to talk about. And it's also modern day history. And I'm such a theater geek that I just love every word that everyone had to say. And there's so much that I didn't know before. And I had read so much about Tony history. So it's very exciting for me to be a part of this. And I'm so thankful to Heather and Emilio.
Well, just to add, something there is that Isabel Stevenson, the great leader of the wing, pastime leader, she used to do a book every year that was a winner's summary. And that's what really inspired this, because we didn't, yes,
I've those got it. Books. I've got mine right here from, I think, 95.
And we just didn't do them anymore for some reason long before me. And when Emilio Sosa and I were talking about how to celebrate the 75th, he said, well, what if we did a book, but what it, you know, we got photos, we did fresh interviews. And I said, well, do you know anybody that can help us with that? And he luckily knew Isla because of the other book that you did on scenic design,
yes,
which is a beautiful, beautiful, gorgeous book for theater fans as well. So it was really, you know, an opportunity to do something that honored the past, but took it in a new direction. And I should say that the American Theater Wing founded the Tony Awards. We co-present them as of since 1967 with the Broadway League when we went on television.
Got it.
That's when that partnership started. So
cool.
That's been around a long time.
And then jumping on what Heather said, we're just going to interview ourselves.
I love it. I'm just listening and learning. Go.
So I was so honored because I got to actually come into the office and go through Isabel Stevens' actual photo albums and choose photos for the book that have never been seen before. So we have a lot of her personal photos that are in the book.
I'm kind of obsessed with Isabel because I grew up with her as being like the old lady that came on in the middle of the show and you're like, I don't know who she is, and maybe I'm supposed to go get like my chips refilled, but during this section, but like, what a dame. I just have so much respect.
If you were in New York, you would see that she had these shows that were panel discussions, right, Heather? They were incredible. Yep. And she had everyone on.
So those working in the theater, they're called working in the theater. We have them documented, and we have since turned it into a mini docu-series that we just got our fifth Emmy nomination from.
Oh my gosh.
And
how do we see these? Are they living somewhere?
The American Theater Wing's YouTube channel.
Okay, fantastic.
Is a plethora of content there, and you know, everything from, you know, Natasha Katz and Hal Binkley taking you to PRG and showing you how lighting works in that great lighting room, to, you know, an episode on Props Masters and what they do, and you go to the antique shops with them and things like that. So it's really for the theater fan and the student that wants to go behind the scenes. And once you go down the rabbit hole, you can binge on them, and you can go back and see some of the older episodes, or we're cutting some of those into classic clips. But to this day, Isabel Stevenson's grandson serves on our board, David Brown, and her two daughters are on the advisory committee. And I'll never forget interviewing LaTanya Richardson Jackson for the board. And David Brown was at the interview, and we said to LaTanya, "We're so honored that you would consider joining our board." And she said, "Well, don't get so excited, because I will not be a silent partner." And she goes, and I will hold your feet to the fire. And she looked at David Brown and she said, "Especially you, young man, because I knew your grandmother."
Oh my God. That's fantastic. Man, that's, by the way, married to Sam Jackson. My gosh, what a cool couple. Isla, you have many amazing books. Heather mentioned your design book that's really, really beautiful. You've also done your book on Project Runway.
That's how I first met Emilio.
Exactly. And then your first book, which was about projects that you auditioned for and like didn't necessarily get, right? Like that.
Casting might have been, and it tells the stories of the people who were almost cast.
So fun. So this is your next feather in your cap. How do you feel about it? And what do you feel like it has brought to your collection of work that you've given to us?
It's my absolute dream project. I'm thankful every single day that I got to do it. I'm sorry that I'm not writing it anymore. I could have written it forever.
Those pesky deadlines. Those publishers are so picky.
Yeah, I know. It's my absolute favorite book I've ever written. And part of that is the people I got to work with, Emilio and Heather, and also Ian Weiss, who was so helpful in this project. Really, really doesn't get enough credit for all the work he did. But just working with the American Theater Wing was incredible. And really, you know, I'm used to doing everything myself. You know, when you're a writer, it's solitary. And it was so nice to have this group of people that even though we weren't talking every day, I knew that they were there. I'm so proud of this book. And, you know, I hope we do volume after volume of it.
Do you think that this has changed the way you'll watch the Tony Awards?
Yes. It has enriched what I already loved about the Tony Awards. You know, when I had my first meeting with Heather and Emilio, I told them, you know, this is my Super Bowl. I don't care about sports. I love this. I love the competition, even though it's not really competitive. But you know what I mean. I love, you know, waiting to see whose name is going to be read, and, you know, just knowing a lot more about it and the history and what it really means to people and how it's impacted them. It changed everything for me. And it showed me how it's not just fun. It's really important and it really matters.
Well, I know you're saying it's not competitive, but Scott Rudin might disagree with you on that one.
I was like, sure, we can say that.
No, but I hear you, because truly, what a celebration. I can't wait to receive this book. How do we order it? Can we let our audience know?
It is everywhere. You can order books. You can go to Hachette and order it there. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it in your local bookstore. Anywhere you get books, you can get this book.
Amazing. Amazing. Everybody, please order it. And get ready for what promises to be one of the great Tony Awards that we will talk about for many, many years to come. This is going to be an exciting one. Heather and Isla, thank you so much for your time today. Anything else you want to leave us with before we go?
This is good. Right. I'm so excited. People are excited about a book. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Special thanks again to Heather and Isla. They are absolute powerhouses. I truly immensely recommend heading over to patreon.com/amusicalpodcast to hear more history and more of their amazing stories. Also, while you're there, send me a message and let me know what your favorite Tony memories are. I want to create something for social media this week. The Tony Awards book is out now, so go and get it. It's beautiful. That'll be another post on social media this week. Above all, thank you all for listening, for being part of this wonderful podcasting community. And remember, it's an honor to be nominated.
P-A-T-R-E-O-N.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy, interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood. Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit c8neighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.